Om Shanti. Hope you are enjoying, and after doing little bit kite flying, you are relaxed, not tired, no? You know, this time when we come and sit and we want to sit in Baba's remembrance and we get more relaxation, and we don't know where we have gone, or whether we are here, whether we are flying with Baba, or whether we are sitting in Baba's lap. Is it all right? Now you're relaxed, okay? Om Shanti. Today's topic is about Brahma Baba. As we have so much love for Brahma Baba, especially in the month of January, Baba is always in our minds. We keep on saying this is avyakt month. We have to pay more attention on Baba's remembrance. We have to get more and more experiences in our life with company of Baba. As soon as we think of Baba, as soon as we talk about Baba, what I feel, and I also feel that you must have the same experience, that Baba's perfect form emerges in front of us. And Baba's love is flowing on us. What we feel, that Baba's hand of blessings is like a protection or umbrella for us. Especially when we come to Madhuban in the month of January, no one likes to leave Madhuban. They want to get more and more experiences from each and every part, every corner of Madhuban. And that corner reminds us how Baba used to walk, how Baba used to sit, what task he performed, what he did, and what he did for the children. So Baba is like a foundation of whole institution for our life. He is a foundation for the new golden Ishwar, and he is a foundation for building a new life for each and everyone, and he is the main gardener for new garden of flowers, which Baba was mentioning today in the Murli. So now we have to see what we have to do. We heard a lot about Baba. We get so many experiences while remembering Baba, and we get the experience of Baba's love. So what Brahma Baba did, and now what we have to do, that we have to see and check, and we have to compare ourselves. Baba being an example in front of us, Baba was like such a leader. Though there are so many leaders came in the world, they did little things for the country, for the society, for the human being. But Baba is such a leader who did so much that cannot be compared any persons in the world. So whenever we say he is a leader, what he did and how he acted, how he behaved, and how he was dealing with the children. He is the leader in this Sangam Yuga. He will be leader, or we can say the world king, Vishwa Maharajan in the golden age world, and he will be the leader to taking us to Param Dham. You know, Baba says, I'm still waiting for my children. When my children will be ready, then only I can go to Param Dham. Otherwise, without the children, I cannot go. Sometimes we hear the conversation of Shri Baba and Brahma Baba. Shri Baba always asks from Brahma Baba, how much time we have to wait? When your children will be ready? And how much they are going to take? And Brahma Baba is being a supporter for us. He always takes favor for us. He says, my children are making good efforts. The time will come, they will be ready. Doesn't matter, we will go together. He will never give complaint, my children are not making effort, they are so lazy, they don't listen, they are spoiling their time, what they are doing, how long I have to wait. He never says like that. He has such a positive answer. He tells to Shri Baba, my children are getting ready. According to the time, they will be ready. So this is such a pure love for the children, which no human being, no leader in the world will have such kind of love for the children, for the society, for their member, or for their other people who are working with him. So whenever we also say Baba has a balance of love and law. But I was thinking, what does mean balance of love and law? There are three words. One is love. Second is duty. And third is responsibility. Being our father, he has love for each and every child. He has such an unconditional love. He never expects, I give so much, I spend lot of time, I do so much for my children, but my children don't listen to me, they don't regard me, they don't follow my Shrimad. I spend day and night for taking care of the children, I get up in the night, and whatever they need, I give to them, but they never show the return, they never give the return of my love. His love is unconditional love. No condition. He never says, I'm giving you love and you don't give to me. Why should I give you love? Baba says it is automatically conditions in the drama. If they don't accept the love, they won't get the experience. But why should I say, he does not say any word. But being so loveful to the children, towards children, he has the duty to make the children perfect. He has the duty to pay attention that my children should not perform any wrong action. As we see in the military, the people, group of people in the military, there's this group, A group, B group, C group, so many groups are there. The group leader has that duty and responsibility that whosoever in his group, they should be accurate, alert, they should be good, they should be behaving in a nice way, their behavior should be good. So he has the duty, if someone doesn't follow the rules and regulation, he becomes strict. He gives punishment. But here what Baba does? Baba says, I play the role of love and luck. So Baba used to become, in making our life in a proper way and following all the principles of the Brahmin life, he used to become strict. And at that time, he used to show the law. But he didn't put the law on a practical. He used to show, this is the law. If you don't do this task, what will happen? Your status will be less. You will get punishment. Like Baba says in the Murli, that what is the use of taking the status? You get so much punishment and then you get the fruit. That is not a use of that status. So Baba was telling and showing us the law. And secondly, Baba showed the laws in a such a lawful way which no human being will do like that. You know once what happened? Baba said, okay, if someone has done the mistake, what punishment he was going to give? You know? Are you listening to me? No one is going to the goddess of sleep. If you are attached to the goddess of sleep, so you can come down now, okay? If someone is trying to go there, and the other one sitting next to her and him, so they can bring them back, okay? Once what happened, one sister did mistake. She went in front of Baba, and before telling to Baba, Baba knew that what she is going to do and what she is going to say. Baba showed lot of mercy and sympathy for that sister. He said, okay, don't worry. This is nothing, as we listen in the Murli. This is nothing. So many storms of Maya, they come in my mind. It never comes in Baba's mind. But to make them light, Baba used to mention in that way. And secondly, to make them perfect, Baba used to say, okay, does not matter. If this happen, don't worry. What you have to do, you do go to Baba's room and do meditation for 2 hours. So on the one side punishment, other side sympathy, and third, in the middle, Baba taught them to get more realization, to understand and to pay attention on self, so that again don't perform or do that mistake. And secondly, there's some other examples. Once what happened, Baba wanted to make the children to have the stage of nashtu moha, that is to detach, the stage of detachment. Once what happened, one couple came. And in the morning, after Murli class, every day one or two, they were getting duty to distribute the toli. Nowadays we get toli outside the hall and during Baba's time and in the beginning when dadis were here. So the toli was being distributed in the class, inside the class. So one day Baba wanted to make the one sister to become strong in her inner state. And Baba said, okay, today who will distribute the toli? And one couple came. Baba said, okay, first listen to Baba. If your husband dies, will you cry? She said, no. Then Baba said, okay, now you can distribute the toli. So then after that, the couple gave their experience. These are the words. No guru, no human being can use or utter these words. If you go to other places, the head of the institution, the highest one, says these words, they will hurt. But this is the pure intention of Baba to make the children strong. Instead of becoming upset, they were so happy that Baba gave us the blessings that if any kind of the situation will come in front of us, we will be happy inside. So by love, Baba filled strength inside the children. One day what happened, Baba wanted to make the children more strong. One day Baba gave Toli to the children. And Baba said, okay, if any child has eaten the Toli without remembering Baba, raise your hand, Baba will give you another Toli so that you can eat and remember Baba. You know the secret? So they have done the mistake and Baba will come to know that this and that child didn't remember Baba. And that is sweet punishment. And one side is punishment and other side is to become more perfect. There were few innocent children and they raised the hand and Baba said, okay, child, today you did mistake. You ate the toli without remembering Baba. This is such a big mistake, you have done it. Okay, don't worry. Baba is giving you more toli. You eat toli and be careful. In future, before eating the toli, remember Baba. So this was the way Baba was making his children to achieve the stage of perfection. And secondly, Baba performed his duty in such a lawful way which no one understood that Baba is performing his duty. While staying in Madhuban, and Baba used to go to different departments. And Baba used to go to the different department. As soon as Baba was going there, all the children were following Baba. Why Baba used to come to the different department? Because Baba wanted to teach the children to be accurate and perform your duties in a proper way, pay more attention on the task, and pay attention on self. Baba used to mention in Murlis and whenever he was meeting with the children, and once what happened, Baba was going to do some physical work, and some sister said, Baba, why you are going to do this task? Baba said, what do you think? What you want from me? If I'm going to become Naran, and if I don't do this responsibility, if I don't do this task, what will happen? That there will be less number. Though my status is fixed, how much attention Baba paid on his efforts, he knew that his status is fixed. But he never showed that ego conscious that my status is fixed, no one can take my status, why should I make effort, I can do everything, Shri Baba has given me everything because I gave my body on loan, I am the authority of that. Like nowadays what we do, we get this consciousness, doesn't matter, let them do, no one is going to take my status. But Baba was making effort in such an incognito way. If I have to get that status, I have to imbibe all those qualities. I have to behave in that way. I have to learn I have to make myself perfect. There should not be slightest weakness left in me. And then one day Baba was going to different departments here in Panda Bhavan, and he used to go and work with in all the departments. And when he was going there, as soon as he was going to the department, and Baba's being the stage of perfection, his attention was drawn to one or two mistakes. Children were telling, Baba, we have done very good thing. Oh, this is left. Baba said, why this is left? If you leave this, that means the weakness will keep on hiding and hiding. And the time will come, then so many problems will come. So Baba used to tell the children, even the little, the slightest, the minor weakness, that should not remain in any task. In the beginning of Yagya from Pakistan, when they shifted to Mount Abu, so at that time, some problems came, like lack of money, and the atmosphere, the weather was too cold, some were becoming sick, and so many problems came. So they did not have to eat the food, but we know Baba never showed that he did not have food to serve to the children. So in the morning, Baba used to take the children in the garden. Baba said, oh, you are the free birds. You can go anywhere. This whole world belongs to you. Now you are ruling in the whole world. Wherever you go, whatever you want to eat. The children did not know that Baba did not have the food to serve us. They were going to the forest. The mango, little mangoes were there. Cherries were there. They were plucking the cherries and eating the mangoes. And they were so happy. They were happy that they are with Baba. And then Baba never showed that they did not have so many things to wear. But Baba taught them, you are being a royal children. So whenever you put your things, keep the things in a royal way and live in the royalty and speak to the people in a royal way. And Baba used to teach them how to maintain your clothes, how to keep the things in an accurate way, how to become accurate in that way. So one by one, Baba taught each and everything to become, to make them perfect. And secondly, Baba was so polite, very light, and Baba used to give water to the plants. One day what happened? He was giving water to the plant. And one person came and he asked from Baba, can I see your guru? And he asked question from Baba, we have come from such a distant place and we want to see your guru. Baba said, you want to see the guru of this institution? He said, yes. Okay, he said, doesn't matter. You sit in the reception. Okay, I will call the guru. So Baba went inside. And Baba changed his clothes, and then one brother came, he said, you want to see the guru? He said, yes. When Baba came, he was looking at Baba. He was looking at Baba from top to bottom. And he was so surprised. What is this? This is the same man who was giving water to the plants. He was confused. And he could not say, what should I say? And he wanted to ask. And then Baba said, what are you thinking? You want to ask something? You have something in your mind? You have a question? He said, he was like shivering. He said, yes, sir. He said, you are the same person. Baba said, yes, yes. You see, this is the real garden of God. And we have to look after this garden. And when I was giving water to the plants, I was also remembering that we have to give the water of knowledge to the souls who are the real flowers of God's garden. So he was so happy by seeing the act of Baba's behavior and what Baba is doing like that. Once what happened, Baba was, in the beginning, long time, they did not have so good fire system. You know, the powder of coal, and they used to mix some with something, and Baba was making something with the children. Well, at that time, few officers and few guests came to see Baba. Then sister said, "Baba, these guests have come and don't do this task." Baba said, "Why? Call the guest. Call the guests here, they should come." And the guest came and sat with near Baba. And Baba said, "You see, this is God's yagya. We are the responsible for this yagya. We should not waste anything from this yagya. This is God's task. So we are paying attention on each and everything." And those officers were so happy to see such a beautiful personality, so light, very polite, and so much love. And they were so happy and they were very much impressed. And you also know the story about this, must have heard from Murli. You know, Baba used to tell in the Murlis, this is incognito, you are incognito warrior, underground army. You know this story about this? Those who know this story? Rajan, you don't know. So Baba used to mention in the Murli that you are very incognito, you are underground army. So at that time there was going on a war between Bharat and India and China. And by mistake, the Murli went in the hands of one officer and he said, "What is going to be? This is underground army and they are going to do something." Then from government side, two, three persons came to check here to see which is underground army. So when they came here, and they said, "We have come from here to see the head of this institution." And the message was sent to Baba. Baba said, "Okay, call them, call them." So they came. As soon as they came in front of Baba, you know, when they were see whosoever was coming in front of Baba, as soon as they were coming in front of Baba, Baba's personality, full of love. That was an angel shining. As soon as they were coming, people were merged in love and they were forgetting what they have to ask, what is going on. And then Baba said, "Okay, children come. See, this is such a big home. Here God's children are staying, so many are staying, and how they are sustained, how they live." Baba said, "Okay, Baba is going to see different department. Come, come, what we do here?" So they were happy, "Okay, we'll find the underground place because we are the army and army things are there." They were happy in their own way, but Baba was showing them each and every place. Baba took them to the storeroom, kitchen room, and where the foods and things are kept and where the other things are there. Baba took them to each and every department, to each and every storeroom. Then after seeing each and every storeroom, and they asked, "Baba, do you have something underground?" And Baba said, "No, we don't have anything underground, but we have two more stores underground." "Okay, we can show you." Baba showed the stores where the food material like wheat and lentils and these things were there, and some clothes were there. So after taking round of each and every department, and they came and sat with Baba, and then they told Baba, "Baba, should we tell you why we have come?" Baba said, "Okay, yes, you have come to see us." They said, "No, we belong to government department and we have come here to get information, to check, and we want to know where is underground army. Baba said, this is the army and they are fighting with Maya, and they are, because they have to become strong, the Maya attacks, so they are fighting with Maya. And they said, no Baba, you are telling this underground army and we have come here to check, because their war is going on with Bharat and China, so we have to be very careful. Baba said, okay, I don't say anything. And you know who says all these words? The one who stays up. You know the one who stays up is Shiv Baba. He comes in this body and he says the word. I don't say anything. And he says, Baba, can you convey our message to one who comes from top? Tell him not to say these words in future. Baba said, okay, I will convey your message, but he is the authority. We cannot say, I will convey your message, but he is the highest authority. And whatever comes in his mind, he says. So, okay, good. So they were so happy, they were so impressed, and Baba had such an authority. So we have seen the way of Baba's dealing that was so loveful, very relaxed, no fear, fearless. Baba never said, oh, these people have come, you have to be very careful, why should I do this, and they are like other people, other places. They are afraid of that. Baba said, you are true. You are telling the truth. You are making your life. Let people come and see. They will get the reality, they will understand, and they will also get the blessings from the Father. And now Baba was thinking that this is his duty to pay attention on each and every child. Baba was paying attention on the intelligent children as well as those who are not intelligent. Baba still making efforts on them. At least they should make themselves able to get inheritance from Baba. Like Dadi Janki was telling, Dadi Janki tells so many stories. And Dadi Janki was telling one of the story few days ago. And there was one sister in the beginning of the yagya, and she was unable to study, and she was unable to read Murli, and she was unable to do other tasks. But Baba was giving so much love to that sister. And few years ago, there was one brother, little mentally retarded, but he belonged to a very rich family. And he came to Baba's home. His name was Arjun. And some of you must have seen him. And he used to give the duty. He was on the duty of watchman. And he was so innocent and he was staying here. Baba was giving so much love. And Baba gave the responsibility to some sisters and brothers who will teach him the counting, like 1, 2, 3, 4. And Baba will give prize of silver glass. They all tried. And as he was going to count it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then he used to skip one word. Like 5, then he will say 7. Sometimes he will say 6, then he will leave the word 7, he will jump to 8. So he was doing like that. So, but what happened? Baba gave so much love to him. And he was standing here on the duty. As soon as Baba was coming, he was giving salute to Baba. And Baba used to tell him, okay, Baba wants to do this work. He used to run, bring the things, and do the task in a time. And that was, we have seen, if such a person in the other world, in other family, they will keep on saying, I have this child, I have to look after this child, so much I have to teach him, he does not understand, he does not pay attention. So they are looking after their children but still keep on complaining, they are unhappy with their behavior, they are unhappy with their life. But here what Baba said, those who have become Baba's children, Baba made them in such a way, gave them such a love, and with that love, they were all the time intoxicated in Shri Baba's remembrance, and made them able to do some duty. And such people, they are more responsible in their duty. He was so accurate in performing his duty. If he is standing, if anyone takes the things, he said, such and such person has taken the thing. So they become more responsible, they become more sincere, more loveful. So in that way, Baba made them to create their fortune, to become more loveful, to give love to others, and get love from Brahmin family. So Baba never neglected his children. Baba said, any child, whether he is poor, whether he is rich, whether he is simple, whether he is very ordinary, whether he can study properly or not, if he has said Baba, if he has recognized Baba, he is VVIP in front of Baba. He is an ordinary person in front of the world. But he is VVIP in front of Baba. Why is VVIP in front of Baba? Kulvindavan? Why is VVIP? Why? Why is VVIP? Why? He is Baba's child. Not only Baba's child, God is looking after him. People run after God. They want to have a vision of God. They try to remember God. They look for God. But he is such an ordinary person. God comes in front of him, sits with him, feeds him, gives love to him, walk with him. Such a big fortune which no human being can get that fortune. So Baba says, my children, they all are VVIPs. They are so fortunate. They are the decoration of Baba's garden. They are the decoration of Baba's home. Baba says, if you, my children, are not here, what will I do? What will Shri Baba do? He won't do anything. The children are not here. Neither he will give knowledge, nor he will talk, neither he will feed us. So Baba says, without you, I also can't do. So Baba loves the children. So if Baba loves the children, this is the greatest fortune we receive in our Brahmin life. So we should have this consciousness that we are the fortunate multi-million times fortunate ones. Why? Because Shri Baba and Brahma Baba, they both are looking after us, they both are taking us, they both are our guide, and we will live with them and we will enjoy their company. And now what other Baba did? Baba had the quality, had this speciality. Baba's nature was very easy. He was very light with each and everyone. And that was the reason even the mothers, the little girls, the boys, the sisters, the teachers, the old person, they used to say, Baba is mine. Baba gave love to each and everyone in such a way. And if you listen to the story of each and everyone, they will keep on telling what Baba said, what Baba did for me, what Baba did it, what we did it. There are so many stories we keep on telling because Baba did it for everyone. One side he was very easy. And when the mothers were coming in front of Baba, I told you there were a few mothers from one of the village. When they were wearing such kind of clothes like villagers, big. So when they were coming in front of Baba, Baba used to make them dance. They were dancing and they were speaking in their own language. They used to make them dance. And Baba said, oh, you have spent your whole life and you suffer a lot. And now you have recognized Baba, so you enjoy. And when the children were coming, and Baba used to give them so much love. You know, when I came to Madhuban, there was one little girl. There are so many stories about little children, but I'm telling you one story about little girl. And little girl, when she was born, after few months, her father left the body. And her mother and they both came to knowledge. And when she came to Baba, she had so much love for Baba. And Baba used to give her so much love. And when I came to Madhuban and she was also here, and we went to see Baba, and as soon as she went in front of Baba, Baba gave few pieces of toli in one hand. And then Baba gave another pieces of toli in another hand. Then she folded her both hand, and then Baba gave her more and more toli. And her hand was full. Both hands were full, like this, carrying all the toli. And she was so happy. And then one sister was standing near Baba. She said, Baba, hands are full. Baba says, Baba has come here to make everyone full. Everyone's hands become full. And that is why Baba is giving more and more and give too much. Then Baba used to give her so much love. She developed so much love for Baba. And when she went back to home, if anything used to come in her home, she was saying, no, first I have to send to Baba. And she was sending the things first to Baba and then she was using those things. Like new things have come. Anything her mother used to bring something for her. No, she was asking, where is this thing for Baba? How can I use this one? No, first you give me for Baba, then I will use it. So she developed so much love. And secondly, she had some physical problem, but she became such an example in her Lokik family, because her Lokik children, relatives were concerned because her father was not there. She was so happy and the Lokik relatives were so happy. They said, Baba made her so strong and Baba gave her so much, and they were so happy and they were giving the things to her. First she used to send the things to Baba, and then she used to use for herself. So like this, Baba's love was like that. Baba says, if you give the love, that means you are not giving, you are taking. And Baba was very loveful. And then Baba was very effective. Baba used to tell, easy, effective, and efficient. Baba used to tell, whatever task you perform, that should be efficient. Don't leave the task in between. Baba says, if you leave the task in between, that means your stage is also like going down. Baba said, you make your stage steady, stable, and keep on going ahead continuously. Don't stop on the way. Though you are taking slow, take it easy in an easy way, but don't stop like Baba mentions in the Murli. If you are going and if you are stopped, if you have reached on the top and fell down and then you want to start go on the top, then you have to make same efforts in a double way, then only you can reach on the top. So Baba used to mention that take your steps carefully and be efficient in each and every task. Then Baba used to tell, whatever task you do, that should be effective. Like Baba mentions in the Murli, some children keep on giving knowledge, but no one has understood. Like Brahma Baba, he used to say one word, oh my sweet children, come. Only by that word, children were getting that experience. Oh my children, come. They were getting that same experience. The Father is calling. As soon as they were coming in front of Baba, they were having that feeling, that some light. So they got that feeling because Baba used to live in that consciousness. So Baba said, even you give the knowledge to any person and that knowledge should go in the heart of the human being. They should get that experience. Like Saint Baba says, that should go like an arrow. That should hit. We got it. We have to get it. So Baba wanted to make the children effective and efficient. He performed the task in that way. Then Baba's another specialty was that he was paying attention. He was attentive, alert, attractive, and making others also alert. Baba used to pay attention on self-transformation, self-inculcation, on his self-inner powers. Like Baba, what he used to do, Baba used to pay attention how my inner thoughts are affecting and how my inner thoughts are becoming powerful and how my inner thoughts are reaching to the world. Early in the morning, Baba used to get lot from Shiv Baba. And he made some special time, he used to sit. Once what happened, I tell you one story. Once one advocate came here in the Yagya, when Baba was telling the Murli in the class every day, he was surprised from where he gets so much knowledge. No human being, no guru, without reading, they can tell every day for years and years, keep on telling the knowledge. He said he must be reading sometime. And the sisters were telling that Baba used to get up in the night, 2 o'clock or... He said, oh, now I understand. When he gets up 2 o'clock, at that time no one is there. All are sleeping. He must be... Okay, now we remember Baba. So that man was thinking because... Baba must be getting some points from somewhere or something like that. And he used to sit with Baba and talk to Baba. And he said, Baba, when you do meditation in the morning, can I look at you? Baba said, why not? Okay, can I see you at that time? Baba said, yes. Okay, I will see you from a distance. But can I? Baba said, yes. So in the morning, 4 o'clock, he used to watch Baba from a distance, from window, what Baba is doing. And when he saw Baba was sitting in meditation, and the room complete light and light, he was so shocked, such a powerful light. And then after a few days, then again he says, Baba said, Baba gets up 2 o'clock. He said, now this is the time when no one is there around there. So at that time he gets up. Then he said, okay, today I will check what Baba does at 2 o'clock. So when Baba got up 2 o'clock and he was standing in one corner, and from one corner he was looking what Baba is doing. As soon as he looked at Baba, such a powerful light came and he got a vision, and he started to do like this. What happened? What? He got a vision, and then he was so happy and he said, Baba gave me this light. And the next day he gave his experience to Baba. Really, Shri Baba comes and you are such an authority of knowledge, which I never expected. I thought you must be getting from somewhere. And he said, Baba is the highest authority of knowledge and he is the highest one. And he has such a light purity which no human being in this world have that one. So like that, Baba used to pay attention on self. First, attention on self-transformation. Second, attention on to get more powers in self. Because Baba did not have any weakness, Baba did not have any bad habit, no weaknesses, but he was filling himself with all kinds of the powers. And then Baba was paying attention on his thought, let my each thought that should be used in the service of each and every child, and that should be used for the well-being of the humanity. And Baba used to send the pure vibrations through his thoughts to the human being, to the children, to the needy persons. And for this, in the morning, Baba used to spread the vibrations in the whole world. So many people, while sitting in their home, they were getting vision of Baba. So many experiences we listen from outside people, they say that we saw such a person in white clothes and they were looking here and there, and they got in the end that he is a person I saw in my vision. So this is Baba's attention was on that. And then Baba's attention was on inner insight. As soon as people were coming in front of Baba, they were getting the vision. And they wanted to have a drishti from Baba. Only by 1 second drishti, they were making themselves full. And Baba paid lot of attention to make his inner insight divine. We Baba's children also have divine insight. But our insight, divine, that keeps on shaking, keeps on changing. Few times when we sit in meditation, we are fully divine. But when we come in the walk, it keeps on changing. It affects with the environment, it affects by the thoughts of other people, it affects on by the behavior, the nature of other people. But it did not affect on Baba. If someone is coming with reverse nature, Baba said, the time will come, they will change. Baba said they are innocent. They don't know what they are doing. Baba was not reacting. Our dadis tell once or twice some sister or brother they made mistake. And when they came in front of Baba, still they were arguing, Baba, I did not do this, I did not do this. Baba did not say even one word. Then Didi asked from Baba, this man has done mistake. And still he is insisting, I have not done the mistake. And he did not say one word to that child. Baba smiled. Baba said, Baba is the master. Baba is the authority. Baba does not want to give harm to the children. Baba knew what he has done. If Baba says some words, still he keeps on telling in a wrong way, so his mistakes will multiply. Baba is merciful. Baba has forgiven him and Baba did not say anything. So this is a secret. How Baba paid attention on his words, on his thought, on his behavior, on his nature. He did not react. Baba said, they are the children. They are innocent. Otherwise, if Baba gives any direction, he does not follow. That means he will, again his mistake will multiply, which Baba does not want. So after a few days, that child realized himself and he came again in front of Baba. He said, Baba, forgive me. Baba said, okay, you got the realization power, now you can go ahead. Instead of saying, forgive, I have forgiven you, Baba said, no, you got the realization power and now you go ahead. So his mistake is automatically forgotten. So this is the attention Baba paid. And then Baba paid attention on his words. Baba said, even not only on his word, he also taught the children to pay attention on your words. Baba said, now you have become Brahmin, the real Brahmin, the true Brahmin. And your duty is to give the blessings. So if you say one word for any person, that means by that word, you either you can uplift them or you can degrade them. Baba said, what I do with the words, with the blessings, I try to lift each and every child. That Baba performed that task while being in sakar form, and now being in avyakt form, he is also doing the same task. In the murli, what he says, my children are doing everything good, the time will come, the children will be transformed, they will be ready. But Baba never says, you children are not doing this task. You can't do like this. You are the one who are not listening to me. But Baba says, you are doing everything. You are the highest one. You are the shining star. You are the hero of the world. You are the master of the world. You are the lighthouse. You are the might house. He gives so many titles. And with those titles, with those blessings, he is filling us. He says, try, make efforts, go ahead. So in that way, he is giving enthusiasm. He is giving power to us. So that is why Baba says, we Brahmins, we BK also have to pay attention on our words and thoughts. And then Baba's hands were full of blessings. Whosoever was coming in front of Baba, Baba was giving by hand. Baba said, no one can go empty hand from Baba's home. And that system is still going on. In Madhuban, every day after Murli class, Toli. I don't think in other centers we get it. Madhuban, every day, Baba used to give Toli. So, everyone is getting Toli. And then, in Baba's home, whosoever comes, they get gift. Baba says, without gift you can, sometimes Baba says, we have so many things, oh no, we don't want. Dadi says, no, you have to take this is your right. So they take the gift. One system Baba made this, Baba's hands keep on giving like a king, donor. You know, in bhakti cult, or if you go to the copper age, and when the people were coming in front of the king and they were giving and giving. So Baba says, this is Baba's hands of all the time giving. By the hands blessing, by the hands power, by the hands Baba gives so much to make each and everyone to become full, to become healthy, to become ever happy. So Baba gave that blessings. Should I stop the class or you want to, a few minutes more? Okay. Then Baba's feet, they always remind us, as Brahma Baba, he followed Shiv Baba's each and every Shrimat. He never missed any Shrimat. Shiv Baba said, you have to do this, sir. He said, okay. He never said, no, how can I? There will be time, it will take time, let me wait, let me do this, how can I do this? I tell you one story in Indian scriptures. There is a importance of the following the directions, Shrimat, or importance of the donation at the time of need. There were, in Indian scripture, they are called Kaurav and Pandav. And Pandavas belonged to God and Kauravas did not have faith in God and they were very arrogant and they had so much all the time fighting. But there was one king, King Karan. He was very famous in donation. Whosoever was coming in front of him and whatever they were asking, he was giving. And Lord Krishna, he used to praise Lord for King Karan. And Pandavas felt upset. Krishna, Lord Krishna, you are with us, but you praise King Karan. That is not right. He said, what is the reality? I have to tell the truth. I have to tell the reality. But Arjun was so much upset. He said, why you praise Lord for that? He said, okay, one day I will let you know why I praise for that person. And one day Lord Krishna, and he made his form in a Brahmin, and he also took Arjun and made him Brahmin, and they wanted to take a test of King Karan. So they went, there was a lot of heavy rain. They went to one or two other places and asked the people, today we want to do a yagya, and yagya means sacrifice fire, and to stop this rain we want to do like that. They went to one or two places and asked for the sandalwood stick, and they said, no, it is too much rain, how can we give you now when the rain stops, at that time we will give you, we cannot do now, can't you see there is a lot of rain, how can we go out of our home? And then in the end, Lord Krishna and Arjun went in the home of King Karan. And as soon as they went and they said, we have come here to get the sandalwood stick because we want to do the yagya. And if you can give us in 5 minutes, all right, otherwise we will go from here. And it took one second to him, if these Brahmins go empty hand from my home, that is not right. So what he said, okay, oh, wait, wait. He took his arrow and put the arrow on the, recently he made one sandal, one hut by sandalwood stick. He took the arrow and took all the sticks from that hut and gave to Lord Krishna. And then after that, Lord Krishna explained to Arjun, see, this is the importance of the time. And when we need it, at that time we say, okay, we'll give you tomorrow, you wait for that. So we will do like that. So Baba also tells, at the time of need, at the time of establishing, whatever Shiva Baba told Brahma Baba, he did not care for anything, he surrendered everything. And Baba also mentions in the Murli, those in the beginning of the yagya, at the time of need, they help with little bit. They gave little few coins, but that was multiplied. So what Baba did, Brahma Baba did not say, why Shri Baba is telling this, why should I follow his Srimad, there is no time. He said, whatever Shri Baba is doing, okay. He dedicated himself, he surrendered his thoughts, he surrendered everything and he followed Baba Srimad, and that is the reason he became the leader, he is ahead, he will become the ruler, he is an example, he taught us so much. Okay, Om Shanti.